This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today. Right smack dab in the middle of the dog days of August. Big show, huge show this week. My first guest is Tanya Phillips Staples, a great singer, and we're going to do a tribute to the late Queen of Soul, none other than Aretha Franklin. Later on, astronaut Mike Massimino will be here, sensational musician. Chris Bode will be joining us. Shishi Yang will be here. She's got a unique thing that's called FOMO. Fear of missing out. Then TJ Lubinsky will be joining us from Public Broadcasting. He does those great series on the musical memories of the past. D1, rapper and former teacher, will be on the show, and then we'll talk to Claudia Lombana about back to school. And that's all coming up this week, live with Ron Segi today. We'll be right back with our tribute to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
And we are back, live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today, and that voice certainly needs no introduction. We lost the great Aretha Franklin this past Thursday. My guest here is a very special person and a very close friend of mine. As all of you know, I do a concert series. Working with me since I started this several years ago is one of the most talented ladies I have ever met, and she works as one of my singers. Joining us right now is Tanya Phillips Staples. Tanya, welcome to the show, dear. Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
As soon as I heard of the death of Aretha, which we were, I guess, expecting over the past few days,
yeah,
I thought of you because, ladies and gentlemen, when Tanya takes the stage, I mean, she just knocks it out the back door. She really does. And, you know, I mentioned the date, Tanya, of August 16th. Ironically, 41 years ago, on August 16th, 1977, we lost the king of rock and roll. Isn't that ironic?
That's right. That's ironic.
Yeah.
Too great.
We lost the queen and we lost the king. Wow. Unbelievable.
That's right.
Tell us about the influence that Aretha Franklin had on you, because certainly watching you on stage, you can't dispel the fact that you were influenced by her.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know where to begin. It's very funny. I think probably in the wake of her illness, and I was out with some friends the other night, and we were just all going around the table talking about greatest voices, most influence had on you by any vocalist, and Aretha Franklin was, is, and will always be on my top two list. There's two singers that influenced me in the sense of I knew I could sing and I loved entertainment, I loved performing, but their style, their approach to music, their artistry, their consistency was Sarah Vaughan. Wow. And the great Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin was the first singer that affected me beyond belief. She was gorgeous. She looked like me. And she sang her face off. I don't know if you understand what that means.
Yeah, I know.
But she sang, and her face just literally might as well have fallen off. I had to pick mine up off the floor. And she has been just inspirational to me for my entire life as a little girl growing up, and sort of shaped my approach to singing and how I approach a song and how I deliver a song, because I wanted to have an effect on people that she had on me when she sang anything. She could sing the phone book, and it was just fantastic.
And that's a good analogy about the phone book, too. You know, it's funny because you heard me say this on stage about Ray Charles, how he was in a song. You know, there are probably only a couple of people when it comes to really knowing soul that could do that. Aretha, of course, being one of them, Ray Charles, the other one. They didn't sing a song. They felt a song.
They felt it.
Yeah.
In their core.
Yeah.
And you felt it when you were changed. You were affected by the end of their song.
Yeah.
That's funny too, because Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin, two of my favorites and your favorite, were both in Blues Brothers together, because he did the shake a tail feather section at the keyboard outside where everybody danced. And of course Aretha Franklin was Mabel.
She did a heck of a job, you know.
She did. Yeah, she's hilarious, and she's just a natural, and she was being herself, but herself was who Mabel was. And so, you know, I had the opportunity to play Mabel at Universal Studios, and, you know, you can't just get up there and sing a song. She delivered it. She had attitude. She was a diva for the ages, and they don't make them like that anymore.
You know, Tanya, I knew you did stuff at Universal Studios even when I was there, but I didn't know that you played that role.
I did. Wow. I did. That was my introduction to Universal Studios, because I'd never really worked in the theme park before.
Yeah.
So when the first thing that I ever auditioned for at Universal was Mabel. I did Mabel and the Blues Brothers for a period of time.
In our show, you do an outstanding rendition of Tina Turner's Proud Mary. I mean, the last time we did
love her too.
The
standing
ovation, outstanding version of it.
Thank you.
But have people in the past come up to you and say, I see the influence of Aretha? And the reason I ask that is because if you watch Johnny Carson for any length of time, you see his Jack Benny influence. You know, I have obviously people that I, you know, admire that you might see an influence there. There are certain things that people do that say, boy, it's pretty obvious who you admire.
Exactly.
Has that happened to you, Tanya?
All the time, and every single time I take it as the greatest compliment, regularly, because I've done entire shows where I did just Aretha Franklin shows.
Really?
Or sets, because I absolutely adore her. So when people say, you know, if I'm singing another song and they say, it'd be great if you sang such and such song, in every set show that I do, if I do a show with the band, or if it's my show, or even if I did a track show, like when I'm performing outside or different venues, there's never a set that goes by where there's not an Aretha Franklin song in it.
Really?
And I'm such an Aretha Franklin fan that, you know, there's the ones that people know, Natural Woman and Respect and Think and Chain of Fools. But I'm like B-side Aretha, the stuff that people don't really sing very often or know about. So I love all of it. Like, I don't know that there's an Aretha Franklin song that somebody can play and I don't know it.
It's funny you should say that, because, as you know, we do some songs by artists in the show. I do them that aren't their hits. They're, you know, the B-side. That's when you know you're really a fan.
That's when you're a fan.
Yeah. But you know something? We have to include an Aretha Franklin now. We're our first show of the season's coming up October 6th. We need to include one of those songs.
We do.
What song would you like to do? All of them.
Oh, God. Right, all of them. Would I have to pick one? It would probably, since it's a show, you'd probably have to pick one that everybody is very, very familiar with.
Right, right.
So if I guess I'd say, if we were going to do Up Tempo, I would probably do Think. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Because I love that one.
Wow.
That's probably one of my favorite up-tempos she does. And, you know, slow songs, everyone loves Natural Woman. They love it. And I also love that song very much. But, you know, her version of Daydreaming.
I love
it. Oh, my gosh.
Love
it's just that when she starts solo, he's the kind of guy that will say, hey, baby, let's get away. Let's go somewhere. Oh, where I don't care. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, man, I got the chills
so
you
that's
just
like my favorite. Rich slow song by her, to be truthful.
Is respect to an obvious choice?
Respect is always an obvious choice. Always Natural Woman. You're never going to have an audience of any race, background, color, gender that doesn't know and love Respect or Natural Woman or Chain of Fools is very popular. But I would say the top two that you will always get people on, no matter where they're from, is Natural Woman and Respect.
Well, I'm sure this is going to be happening now since her passing. But will it be difficult for singers like yourself to do a cover of her song, let's say on a CD, and do it justice? Now, I know you can do it justice because you can do anything.
You know
justice.
What? When she was here with us, I would sing her songs and feel a little insecurity by singing them because she's one of those artists that singing one of her songs, it's never, am I going to do it as well as her or better than her? I just want that if she ever walked into the room to say, you sang that song like you and, you know, paid homage to the, you know, original. Because, you know, a lot of times new artists, they like to take songs, and I appreciate artistry where they take a song and just completely make it their own, but she's one of those artists that when I hear someone sing her, or if I sing her, you can't do it better or make better choices than she made vocally.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to stay pretty close to the things that she does and add my own, you know, musicianship. But yeah, I've never really felt like I did complete justice to anything she's ever sung, even if people are like, oh my gosh, that was amazing, that was the best rendition we've heard of someone else singing Aretha, and I hear it and I'm so thankful for that. That's a great compliment to me that they would even hear Aretha in my voice, which is inevitable because she, as I said, was one of the people I began fashioning myself after as a young girl.
Well, I'm glad you were able to join us today, Tanya, on this tribute to Aretha. You've never been on my show before.
No, I feel so special.
And I will tell you this, you're so doggone good, just like you are on stage. I mean, you blow me away with everything that you do.
Learning from the best, Ron. I love you.
And Tanya, as I mentioned before, we've been together like 5 or 6 years doing these shows.
5 or 6 years, that's right.
Never misses a show. Always on the money. Perfect. This is the ultimate professional, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Coming from you, that is a great compliment. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for sticking with us. I know I'm a pain in the neck sometime, but I appreciate it.
You and give me life. You're the best.
Our guest has been Tanya Phillips Staples, and she's part of our show that I do every fall through the spring with a 15-piece orchestra, and Tanya and Colecta, who are also on the show, and we're talking about, of course, the great Aretha Franklin, who we lost this past Thursday at the age of 76. Thanks, Tanya. I love you, dear.
Thank you. Love you, too.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others
stone.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. And I'm always excited when we have guests on the show that have unique positions. And one of the first guests that we had on our program several years ago that had one of the coolest jobs in the world, the late astronaut Alan B. Shepard. Well, I'm proud to say we're back in space with another man in space, my friend, astronaut Mike Massimino. Hi, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you, Ron? How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Not only am I proud to be talking to an astronaut, but I'm proud to be talking to an Italian astronaut.
Excellent. Yeah, no, I was just telling Claudia earlier that I, as part of, to celebrate my Italian heritage in space, I flew a Sicilian flag on my space flight. I flew a replica of Galileo's telescope that I got from his museum in Florence on my second flight. And on both my flights, I took biscotti from my favorite bakery in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow. So you're Sicilian.
Yes, that's where my people come from. And I'm American now for the past few generations.
Yeah, well, I'm Sicilian, but, too. So perfect. So we got my son went to Sicily on his honeymoon, so that's how much.
Wow, that's more Sicilian than I am.
Me, too. Well, perfect. I want to tell you that I'm looking forward to the show. First of all, Mike, his first flight in space was on Columbia in March 2002, then the Atlantis in May of 2009, both Hubble Space Telescope servicing flights. I was very, very good friends with Alan Shepard, and he was a terrific guy. But this show that you're going to be part of on National Geographic, this tells about what it's like to live in space, and if it's really something that can be done, experiencing 6Gs, you know, how the zero pressure can kill you within seconds if you get into the vacuum of space. You've been there. What's it like, Mike? Is it like Sicily?
Sicily is a beautiful place, and so is space. And we do try to take as much, I try to take as much Italian food as I can. I did take some lasagna and ravioli. That's pretty much where the similarity ends. But what we're going to show on the program is 8 episodes. The first one deals with surviving outer space. But what we're going to show in that show is what are the things you need to consider to be in space. As you said, there's no pressure. You're in a vacuum. There's no air. But you also need things like food and water, breathing air to survive. So what do you do about that? And what are the effects on the body? And we have a pretty good understanding of that through our space shuttle flights and our experience on the space station for over 10 years, having people living there. So we try to inform the viewer of what that's like, but at the same time extrapolate it to a realm if we want to go further into the universe, explore our solar system and beyond. What are some of the other risks, dangers, problems we're going to face, and how do we solve them?
And it's everyday thing like digestion, going to the bathroom, sleeping. They're everyday things.
Yeah, all those things are covered, and we do an extensive review of potty training. So the most popular question that people have of what how do you do that in space will be answered on the show. I'm
okay, we'll wait to watch that, okay?
Yeah.
That'll be what we call a teaser, Mike. How about
there you go.
When that shuttle takes off, and you obviously see video of these things where everything is rattling and shaking, how much vibration, how intense, how nerve-wracking is it even for a professional like yourself to be in that at launch?
It is unbelievable, Ronnie. It is the only thing I can describe to you, the only words that went through my mind were speed and power. Speed and power. That's all I felt. It's just the power of that machine. Once you go down to zero and the solid rockets light on the space shuttle, you go. And before you know it, you're going 100 miles an hour. Before you even move hardly, as soon as you get closer to the top of the tower, you're already going 100 miles an hour. You go from zero to 17,500 miles an hour in 8.5 minutes. So the acceleration is incredible. I felt like some kind of beast, some kind of science fiction beast had grabbed me and was taking me off to a place that I had never been before. And I better trust it because I really didn't have any other choice.
Well, is there any ground training that replicates it perfectly?
No. I mean, they train you to do your job really well. We learn how to spacewalk in a big pool that we have, that we train in. We do have to simulate what the launch is like and working procedures and problems or whatever might happen during the ascent. But the actual vibration, the acceleration, just the sheer sense of acceleration and power and speed, there's no way to replicate that other than getting your rear end on the rocket and going.
You have logged 571 hours, 47 minutes in space, cumulative 30 hours and 4 minutes spacewalking. What is that like? Is that going to be a kind of profile on the show when you're spacewalking and you're just hanging out there?
Yeah, we talk about that as well. Not as much on the first program, but on one of the later shows. The show runs for 8 weeks this next season of the show. And we do a lot of spacewalking. We're going to go over tools that we use for spacewalking. We're going to go over space construction is one of the themes of one of the later shows later in a few weeks from now. We're going to show you the big pool where we train and how we train and the considerations you have for spacewalking. But we'll show you as much as we can. The best thing, though, is to actually get a chance to actually do it, which is hard to describe other than it's, doing some really interesting work inside of a spacesuit with the most awesome view you can imagine while you're doing your work.
Mike, are you afraid of heights at all?
You know, I don't like heights, Ron. I really do not. I do not like. I'm not. You know, there's people that like look over the side of the railway.
Right, right.
And I don't like that at all.
It was amazing because
I like. But up in space, it doesn't matter because you're so far away. It just blows your mind.
That's
surreal. I'm like, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
But I don't like. I don't like looking over. I don't like walking little things, going along the mountainside. Nah. I don't like.
My son's telling me, he said, Dad, you couldn't fly in the space shuttle because you couldn't walk from the elevator onto the shuttle. Because you'd be over.
I had a friend of mine who was a shuttle commander who had flown. He was down at we were down at this Kennedy Space Center together, and we were getting a tour of the space shuttle. And we walked along one of those little gangways,
right?
Where it's like just a metal girder, just a metal floor where you can see through,
right? Right.
And all of a sudden, where did my buddy go? And I'm looking around. And he's standing. And this is a guy who was an Air Force test pilot, flown in space 3 times, and was already a commander. I'm going, what are you doing? And he goes, I don't like doing that. It gives me a funny feeling. So you're not alone. You can tell your son it's not a requirement. Space is a different environment. When you're in control of a vehicle, have a control stick in your hand or whatever it might be, you feel more confident. It's different than walking across a gangplank.
Unbelievable. You know, I could talk to you for hours. I know you're really busy today, Mike, but I understand you might be down here to Universal. If you do, will you please let me know so that we can break bread together?
That would be a fun thing to do.
Let's do that. Known Universe, Surviving Outer Space, the National Geographic Channel. Great, great channel. And it's going to feature my friend Mike Massimino, the astronaut and professor at Rice University. Mike, please, if you come down, let me know.
Sure will. Thanks so much, Ron. I really appreciate your support.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Mike Massimino has been our guest. Space shuttle astronaut twice, walked in space over 30 hours, and he's part of National Geographic, Known Universe, Surviving Outer Space. I'm going to say it again. I love talking to people who go into space. How exciting is that? And there's more to come today. Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Dozens of former CIA officials have joined the chorus of national security professionals denouncing President Trump's decision to pull former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. They wrote, "It has nothing to do with who shouldn't and should hold security clearances, and everything to do with an attempt to stifle free speech." Three more former senior intelligence officials added their signatures to the letter denouncing the president's action. The president denied he was trying to silence his critics.
Critics. If anything, I'm giving him a bigger voice. Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has a bigger voice, and that's okay with me because I like taking on voices like that.
He insisted he was getting high praise for his move to retaliate on Brennan and review security credentials of 9 others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And if you love good music, you got to love our next guest. He is something else. He's probably one of the finest trumpet players out there, and his CDs sell like crazy. Joining us right now is our friend Chris Bodie.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well now, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Nice to have you back again. And I guess I have a great appreciation for what you do in lieu of the fact that for 12 years I played trumpet. That is not the easiest instrument in the world to play. Chris, you can attest to that.
It's true statement. It is a very, very unforgiving instrument that you need to play and practice and dedicate your life to every day. In one hand, it's been my greatest ally. In the other hand, it's my greatest torment, you know, but I'm glad I made the decision so many years ago to start playing.
Doc Severinsen told me one time, he says he rehearses 4 or 5 hours a day. He says, if I miss a rehearsal, I know it. If I miss 2 days of practicing, the audience knows it. And that's true. You got to build up that lip, don't you?
You've got to build up, well, the lip, the stomach, the fingers, everything, you know, and Doc is a great, great example, and that's a very famous quote of his, a very, very great example of work ethic, and I think to this day, I think he still plays 3 or 4 or 5, 6 hours a day, and he's a great role model for people.
No doubt about it, and when you think about how many notes that you can get out of 3 valves, it's staggering, you know, I mean, you talk about a mathematical deduction, I mean, it's unbelievable how many notes you can get out of those 3 valves.
Yeah, and the valve part of it is really the fingers are really, unlike piano or something like that, are the least of the jump,
right,
you know, or the hurdle that you have to have when you play the trumpet. It's all the inner workings of your body and your breath and the balancing act that you have to endure that really makes the trumpet a tricky instrument.
I always tell people that when I play trumpet, which started in second grade all the way up to when I was a senior in high school, I said I had lips like Mick Jagger before they were in. Now let's talk about what you're here to talk about. I think this is great. You teamed up with Sting and talking about the hearing loss that we unfortunately get at this junction in our lives. And this is something that's going on by the New York Eye and Ear Infirmary. And statistics that just blew me away. Hearing loss, which is a public health issue, ladies and gentlemen, according to the National Institute of Health, approximately 36 million Americans have some degree of hearing loss. With 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 each day, this number is going to skyrocket to like 78 million by the year 2030. And I can attest to that because I'm a baby of the 60s. I'm a baby boomer. And doing a lot of record hops, as we called them at that time, Chris, I am so fortunate to have my hearing and have it very, very well in lieu of everything I've been through.
Yeah, it's certainly one of the hazards of being a professional musician, I'll tell you. And playing the trumpet loud and being on loud bandstands through the course of my life, I'm feeling pretty lucky. I have my hearing as well. But I played a few events for the gala events for the New York Eye and Ear Infirmary, and we've become friendly. And one day over, you know, one of their events, at the end of one of the events, they were talking to me about maybe doing a public service announcement, and I reached out to my friend Sting, and he goes, absolutely, that would be fantastic to be involved in something that's a good cause. And so we put this kind of advertisement together to remind people to get their hearing checked. And it was a shot so beautifully by Fabrizio Ferri, the TV campaign of it. And then, of course, we did radio as well. And it came out great. We're just very, very happy with it.
And National Hearing Month.
Indeed.
I hung up the trumpet to become a singer because you can't be both.
Correct.
For obvious reasons, unless you're Herb Alpert or Louis Armstrong. And when you're up there as a vocalist and you're trying to compete with a horn section, a sax section, and a very aggressive rhythm section, it's pretty tough to hear. So your tendency is turn up the monitors, turn up the monitors, turn up the monitors, and before you know it, you have that high-pitched whistling tone in your ear that you can't get rid of for like 4 or 5 days. And at the time, you're young, and you figure, it's going to go away. But as you get a little bit older, you realize the damage it really has caused.
Yeah, the tinnitus and I've had many musician friends that have been afflicted with that, and it never ends, you know, the pitching, the high pitch. And it's part of what, you know, hey, you can be going along just fine and get like a couple cymbal shots in your head, and it really will take away a lot of the high-end hearing. And And I'm not an artist that ever uses in-ear monitors as well. So it's really kind of something that I jumped at the chance of at least lending whatever I could to the cause and get people hopefully get checked. And it's really a serious issue for someone like myself and my business, but
sure.
that's part of it comes with it, I guess.
That high-end ringing that you're talking about usually is a result of a cymbal or an electric guitar. It doesn't really come from a bass because the bottom of the bass and the lower notes don't seem to affect it, but that high pitch is brutal. Now, tell us about this Favorite Sounds sweepstakes.
Remind me again, what is the Favorite Sounds sweepstakes?
It is a sweepstakes that I guess is taking place as a result of visitors who can visit the ilikemyhearing.org, and sweepstakes prize apparently is $5,000 plus an opportunity to have and 10 friends share a dinner with you.
Well, that's fantastic. This is the first time hearing about this. How great is that?
Well, you caught me off guard on that one, Chris. I'll tell you that. So you better clear that date because you're going to be having lunch with a bunch of people.
Well, I'm all for it. I'm all for anything that people want in New York. I'm here. I'm down for it. They're just the loveliest people, and so I'm sorry if I'm a little jet lagged right now and wasn't quite up on all the particulars. But
well, do I feel good about that? Because sometimes I'm the victim of these kind of things that are sprung on you, but it's good to see somebody else is the victim of it. Well, let me give you some more information on this. First of all,
well, I tried to be subtle at first, but I couldn't quite get around it, could I?
No, especially when you got to be there. Okay,
yeah, sure, it's going to be great.
Are you doing?
They're just such great people. So I'm sure they all worked it out, and I'm just spacing out here. But
yeah,
anyhow, so.
Communications isn't one of their bigger traits.
Chris, perhaps you didn't hear them.
Oh, that's funny.
There's a fundraising gala, so mark that down, okay? And it's going to be at the New York Eye and Ear Infirmary. You need a ride or something?
Maybe.
I can pick you up or something. But the prize is $5,000 and an opportunity to have the winner and 10 friends share dinner with you. And I certainly hope that you're going to be there. But
we'll probably be playing as well. So, sure. Sounds great.
Now, there's a website, too. Do you know that?
You know, you're going to tell everyone, though.
I love it.
I like myhearing.org, right?
I like myhearing.org. That's right. And a new Facebook, fb.com/ilikemyhearing. But I know you know about this, okay? The Impression CD that's out on Columbia Records.
What's that? No, I'm kidding.
And done by one of those great trumpet players, Doc Severns.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's my new album,
yeah.
And you can go to chrisbodie.com and check out bits of it, and I'm incredibly proud of it. And
have you heard it?
I have heard it, and yeah, and if people come to lunch with us, we'll bring them a copy.
You'll play them a copy.
Yeah.
You're a great guest, Chris. I love doing this. You know, nothing is more boring than somebody who's just, you know, out there like Bob Hope used to do on the Carson Show and just say, okay, the show's 10 o'clock Sunday night, watch it, and gets up and walks away. It's these kind of interviews that make it fun.
No, that's good. I'm glad you like it.
Well, Chris, I got to tell you, I am, as I mentioned before, a music guy. I have a brother who plays drums, another brother who plays sax, clarinet. And my brother plays sax and clarinet. That's all he talks about is Chris Bodie. He loves you.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I think he's been out to see you a few times, too, up in Pennsylvania. But we're going to be rooting for you with this cause. And by the way, I do have a request of you, okay?
Okay.
And that is if we could have your home number, because when I pass away, I want my wife to call you so that you can play Ave Maria at my funeral.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, it's not going to happen for many, many years, and I will have moved by then.
You would have moved by then, and you probably forget the date of the funeral. Remember to tell them the date of the funeral.
Oh, good God.
Well, Chris, thanks so much. You're a good sport.
And you are so welcome, and thank you for being so nice.
An Impression CD is out right now on Columbia Records, and if you get a chance to see Chris, see him in concert. He's terrific. Chris Bodie. Thanks, Chris. You're terrific.
Thank you, Ron. You're the best. All right. See you later.
Okay, my friend. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Thank you.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hey, and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. And I was telling our guest that I'm anxious to talk to her. First of all, I love her name. I really do. And I like your work, and I want to be very educated on the subject we're going to be talking about because I've never heard of it before, so this ought to be good. Joining us right now is television personality, fashion lifestyle blogger, and a millennial motivational speaker. You've seen her on E!, CNN, HLN. Joining us right now is Shishi Yang. Hi, Shishi. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm glad that you are here. And we're going to be talking about something that is kind of unique, okay? And then I want to talk about some of the things that you do on the red carpet and some mutual experiences that we might have had. But this is a thing we're going to be talking about called FOMO, F-O-M-O. Now, I'm sure that there are a gazillion people out there that said, Ron, you don't know what FOMO is because I'm not with it or whatever the case may be. but I don't know what FOMO is. What is FOMO?
So FOMO stands for fear of missing out. And I'll be honest, Ron, have you ever had the feeling? Imagine yourself lying awake at night. It's 2 a.m. You're trying to sleep, but you can't. And then you go on your phone. You start looking at all your friends' Instagram, Facebook, Twitter profiles, social media profiles. And then you realize that everyone is doing something cool except you. Have you ever had that anxiety?
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, there's no question about it that you sometimes wonder, you know, when you say to a friend, hey, what are you doing this week? And they said nothing. And then you know they're doing something, you know. So I know exactly, but I never heard that terminology. I'm thinking I'm more, and it's a fear of missing out. Again, as we mentioned before, I have a fear of losing out. I have FOLO. My problem is FOLO.
FOMO.
So how do we avoid FOMO in the digital age?
That is definitely a tricky question. I don't think it's possible to completely avoid FOMO because as long as you are attached to your phone, you have a device, you have Wi-Fi, you're bound to catch something. So I think the key is to really jam-pack your own life with so many cool opportunities, events, outings, gatherings with family and friends that you're so busy living your most Instagram-worthy life to even have time to look at what everyone else is doing.
That's a very valid point, too. And as you mentioned before, you're not only missing out on activities in this situation, but I think even more importantly, because I can remember, you know, being in school and you always want to be on top of the latest fashions, I mean, you miss out on tips for not only activities, but fashion trends, even some deals when it comes to maybe meals or, you know, shows and concerts.
Absolutely, Ron. And from my personal experience, you know, just being honest, I think in my past, I missed out on some fashion trends, beauty trends, opportunities because I had to travel, all because of the M word, which is money. People don't like to talk about it, but we all have to budget ourselves.
Yeah.
According to like a recent study, 40% of the millennials are actually going into debt just to keep up with all their friends. It's crazy.
Yeah, in my day, it was keeping up with the Joneses. That was the term that we used. But, I mean, how do we avoid that fear of missing out? I love that term, FOMO.
FOMO's great, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to share with your listeners today about Verizon's new rewards program called Verizon Up. It's basically a program that allows customers to earn points. There's no additional add-ons. There are no extra costs. It's pretty incredible, right? It's like Verizon's way of saying thank you for being with us. Because you're paying your bills, here are some of the discounts you can get at brands and also companies across all spectrums. You know, for myself, I'm very much into fashion and beauty. So
sure.
Some of the brands that came to my mind I've definitely used and taken advantage of is Nike and also Amazon Style. Ulta Beauty also is a huge store for all the beauty lovers. Verizon Up also offers everyday rewards and huge discounts for travel and transportation companies like Uber. You use Uber often, right?
Yeah, I do use Uber.
Yeah, they do a huge deal with Uber, JetBlue for flights.
Oh, yeah.
And they also, yep, JetBlue's another big one. They also give super tickets, which means that the customers can use their points and to get super tickets to cool sporting events or music concerts like Justin Timberlake, Maroon 5, Luke Bryan, and sometimes Verizon will even surprise the customer with a cool VIP all-access experience, which means that they'll bring them backstage to meet the artist and get that selfie with their favorite artist.
So you're never missing out on anything with this program, right?
Never missing out. It's kind of a genius way to, you know, encourage everyone to go out there and really live their best life.
Yeah.
If we're going to have to pay for phone bills, why not give some perks and opportunities for it, right?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, how do you, what do? You call and you ask. I know you go to vzw.com/up, but what do you ask for? Or do you do it online?
In a phone, online, or you can actually download the My Verizon Verizon app. And if you're already a Verizon customer, all you have to do is click enroll and you're in. It is simple as that.
I want to digress for just a moment. You have worked the red carpet. Now, I don't know what kind of experience and how exciting it was for you, but I always wanted to work the red carpet. And several years ago, I did it for the People's Choice Awards out in Los Angeles. That was the worst experience I have ever had. It was a war zone, okay? I mean, I make the Middle East look like a day at the beach compared to this. I mean, they were pushing and shoving and hauling. And these are the reporters. I mean, the celebrities were fantastic. But the other reporters were like crazy. They were nuts. I mean, did you or do you run into that problem?
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness, Ron. You know exactly what I've been through. So I anchor a lot of the live red carpet events for the Associated Press, like the Oscars, the Grammys. So in addition to, you know, fighting with the celebrities, publicist slash manager to make sure that I get like a standby, I'm constantly, you know, making sure the celebrities not missing out on me. I got to get the best interview, and also fighting with fellow reporters. It's a constant battle.
There was this really nice, pretty girl that was working for one of the cable channels next to me. Very pleasant. Very nice, very polite until it started. Then I wanted to just smack her in the head, man. She was brutal.
Was she competitive with you?
They have a little mark where you're supposed to stand, all right? By the time the thing was over, I was like a block away. I mean, they just kept shoving and shoving and shoving it. I'm never going to do that again. I give you a lot of credit. That's one part of real business you will not see me at anymore. Gigi, this has been great. And where can we go for more information? Is it the site that I gave earlier?
Yeah, it's the site you gave earlier, which is vzw.com/up, and that's it.
Okay.
Go on there, check it out, and sign up. It's very easy.
I love talking to people that do what I do for a living, interviewing, because they're so easy to interview, and you have made this job extremely fun, so I hope you come back.
Oh, my goodness. Anytime you'll have me, Ron, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Gigi. I appreciate it, and we'll get this FOMO thing cleared up in my life, this fear of missing out and losing out,
hey,
too.
Yes, FOMO or FOLO. Whichever one.
Thanks, Gigi.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, dear. Our guest has been Hollywood reporter Gigi Yang. FOMO. I never heard of that before. The fear of missing out. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee we created to not only improve your focus and attention, but to also support your brain health. It has been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel. We created a coffee that not only tastes amazing, it also supports brain health. That's Noro Coffee. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee, but if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's a brain health supplement infused into amazing artisan coffee with a daily cost that is less than what you're currently paying. Again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. It is truly risk-free. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetBrainCoffee.com. That's GetBrainCoffee.com. GetBrainCoffee.com. GetBrainCoffee.com.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank Tanya Phillips Staples for joining us with our tribute to the Queen of Soul, the late Aretha Franklin, Mike Massimino, musician Chris Bode, and Shishi Yang. Next hour from Public Broadcasting, my friend TJ Lubinsky will be here. TJ is responsible for all those great memory shows that you see on there, the great years of musical memories that he presents from the pop music era, the Motown era, soul, country. He's terrific. Rapper and former teacher D1 and Claudia Lombana are all part of hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today. So stick around. We're coming right back.